Our Conversation from BAE Systems.
Hello and welcome to Our Conversation, the podcast for BAE Systems colleagues across the world. I'm Tim Smith, and this time we'll be hearing about the Defending 22 challenge in the US, and we'll be talking to colleagues about the big switch. Joining me as always is BAE Systems Chief Executive Charles Woodburn. Charles, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Tim. Good to be talking to you again.
Well, Charles, you've recently been engaging with colleagues I know in Saudi Arabia, and the great news is you were able to do it in person. Tell us more about that.
Well, yes, Tim, as you said, I've just returned from Saudi Arabia, and it was really good to finally be back in the country, meeting some colleagues down there and obviously our customers in the kingdom. Throughout the pandemic, we've kept in touch with virtual sessions, but nothing beats that face-to-face interaction. And for me, it was long overdue. We had the pleasure of Brad joining us as CFO, and he came down, and we really had some very enjoyable sessions engaging with a very wide range of our employees down there. And a particular highlight for us was spending time with colleagues who are part of the Mulhima Committee and hearing about the fantastic work they're doing to drive the diversity and inclusion agenda forward in the kingdom. We also had the pleasure of laying the first stone for our new SDT training facility and seeing firsthand the plans for the wider development of our training capabilities. So it really was an enjoyable visit, a fascinating visit. Good to be back in front of our customers down there again. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank everyone who was involved in the visit and supported the visit for their help. It really was an excellent trip. So thank you.
Also, I know since we last spoke, you visited colleagues working in Christchurch in the south of England. Tell us more about that.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Tim. I spent a day recently with colleagues working in the defence information business based in Christchurch in the UK. And it was another great opportunity to engage with our employees, hear their views and see the excellent work they're doing. And it was really good to see demonstrations of how we're developing our technologies and capabilities to support our customers' need for multi-domain information advantage, which is something that we've spoken on these podcasts before and is an increasingly important area of focus across the group. I must admit, I apologise to the team because it was my first visit down to Christchurch, and having been down there, I really was feeling quite regretful that I hadn't been down there sooner. But better late than never, and I look forward to visiting the team down there again.
Okay, Charles, thank you for the moment. Coming up next on the podcast, we'll be finding out about the Defending 22 challenge. Well, let's welcome back now a colleague from BAE Systems Inc. who joined us on the podcast earlier this year. Annie Lundell, Communications Manager, working with the Veteran Support Group in the US. Good to speak with you again.
Thanks, Tim. It's good to be back.
Annie, give us the background to the Defending 22 campaign.
It's really about the number 22. So a study in 2012 found that approximately 22 veterans and active duty service members take their lives every day. We have seen that over the last year, that number has increased again. So while that number has fluctuated, for us, really, the number 22 remains that symbolic number for the veterans' mental health movement. And so to support our veterans, we've developed this challenge to take place over the course of 22 days and ends on Veterans Day, which is Remembrance Day around the world. And really for us as a defense company, we felt we have an obligation to look after and support our veteran community.
And what's the focus then for this year's Defending 22 campaign?
In recent years, we focused a lot for the employee activity to be kind of more focused around the physical aspect, but realizing the mental toll that's been taken through the last year with the pandemic, the withdrawal of the troops in Afghanistan, and then also the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, we've realized that we really need to expand the focus from just that physical aspect and really incorporate a more holistic approach to mental health and well-being. So this year, we've added in mind, body, soul, financial health, or really even a combination of those, since all of those have a really major impact on mental health.
And perhaps, Annie, the most important question, of course, how do colleagues get involved?
Colleagues can actually go to our OneSpace page and easily sign up for the challenge. It started on October 21st, but it's not too late. There's still plenty of time. And the great thing about it is that we have 5 different partners in the U.S., Team Red, White, and Blue, Gallant Few, Headstrong, Homebase, Wounded Warrior Project. And in the U.K., we're partnering with Combat Stress, and in Sweden, SVF. So for every employee that participates, BAE Systems Inc. is donating $15 to the organization of the employee's choice. And even better yet, when employees donate through the company's workplace giving portal, each donation is being matched dollar for dollar by the company, which doubles the gift's impact.
And I know, Annie, that you're getting involved personally. So tell us which challenge you're taking part in.
So I am actually doing a challenge where I am aiming to put my phone down at night and spend more time with my family to be more present and help build that bond with my family.
Excellent. Sounds like a good plan. Finally, November includes Veterans Day. It's also Military Family Appreciation Month. What kind of activities do you have going on to mark these events, Annie?
One of the biggest things that we're really excited about is really a first-of-its-kind conversation with our colleagues in the UK, Sweden, and Australia, who are also war veterans. So we're pulling together veterans to talk about their shared experiences, both in Afghanistan and afterwards. So really excited about that. And then we are having Michelle Turner, who's a BAE Systems employee in the UK and a former Royal Air Force sergeant, come and speak to us with her struggles with her health and then really persevering through those to end up competing in the Invictus Games. And then lastly, we're also having a panel discussion with our spouses and military families to really highlight all of the circumstances that they go through and the struggles and the triumphs.
Well, Annie, good luck with everything. Great speaking with you again. Thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Charles, let me bring you back into the proceedings. Defending 22, that sounds like a great campaign.
Yes, Tim, inspirational stuff. And I recall the moment the Defending 22 team won a Gold Chairman's Award a few years ago and the huge applause that came from the room. It was understandably a popular choice because it really taps into the sense of purpose that unites us all, and that is to serve and protect those who serve and protect us. And I see this in the Defending 22 campaign, Military Appreciation Month, and from teams around the world who are working hard to raise funds to support armed forces charities. In the UK, for example, we're running 11 reasons to donate £11 to the Royal British Legion for Remembrance Day, and the company will match all employee donations during this campaign. Sadly, armed forces charities, like many others, have been hit hard by the pandemic, and that makes our fundraising efforts more important than ever. So thanks to everyone who's helping to raise much-needed funds to enable these charities to continue their admirable work.
And Charles, of course, they're also raising the important point of focusing on mental health and well-being, aren't they?
You know, another very important aspect of the Defending 22 Challenge is, as you said, encouraging everyone to focus on their own health and well-being, and it's an important topic that the pandemic has really shone a light on and encouraged all of us to be more open about discussing. Campaigns like Defending 22 and the other recent activities around the World Mental Health Day are important reminders for us all on how important it is to keep looking after ourselves and looking out for our colleagues. We have a wide range of resources in place, such as our Employee Assistance Programme and Employee Resource Groups, and I'd encourage anyone who needs support to reach out and make good use of them.
Charles, thank you. Coming up next, it's The Big Switch.
Our conversation.
Joining us now then are two colleagues from the UK who are both part of the company's sustainability working group and the team who developed The Big Switch. Sam Brough, who works in project management on the F-35 programme in the air sector, and Joe Patterson, who's a systems engineer in electronic systems. Sam, Joe, hello to you both and welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Hello.
Sam, let me start with you then by getting an introduction to The Big Switch and what it aims to do exactly.
Yeah, of course. So it's hard to avoid the news regarding the 26th United Nations Climate Conference currently going on, otherwise known as COP26 to us. The sustainability group here at BAE was asked to develop an initiative that could encourage employees to engage with the conference on a personal level. Just as we hope world leaders will make clear pledges and take action on the climate issues, we wanted to encourage our colleagues to try new climate-friendly lifestyle choices during November. This can be done by pledging to make switches, which could be instilled as a new habit over the next 30 days.
Well, it's clearly a fantastic initiative, Joe, and I imagine lots of your colleagues will want to get involved. How do they do that?
Yeah, so on Thursday, the BAE app released the Big Switch Hub. And what this does, it introduces the initiative and it also gives a list of possible switches that you can make. So, for example, switching your electronics off, replacing your drive with cycling or walking, even upcycling clothes, things like that. But as well as these that we have suggested, obviously, we are encouraging employees to get imaginative and apply their own as well. So once you decide on which switches you want to make, basically, all you need to do is fill out the form that's on the hub and submit your pledges. And as well as that, we actually have a comment section as well where employees can share their switches and provide any updates and how they're getting on. So every employee that takes part, we do ask that they share this initiative with their colleagues. Obviously, we want to get as many people involved as possible. And another thing to stress is that pledges can be made throughout the entire month of November. So basically, don't worry if you've missed the first day. It's not a problem. Just do it whenever you can.
Okay, and I believe, Sam, there's also a community cash prize.
Yeah, so everyone who gets involved has the chance to win £1,000 for a local community or charity green space project. 15 employees will be selected at random in the prize draw. Each winner will have the opportunity to work with our community investment lead to identify a local community or charity green space project for the £1,000 grant. The organisations identified must meet our community investment criteria, but this can involve anything from local scout groups with a green agenda up to a charitable organisation involved in environmental work. So once you've made your pledge, it'll be a good idea to keep thinking about who you'd like to benefit from this prize if you're lucky enough to be one of the 15 winners.
Okay, so that's one of the initiatives. Loads going on. And Joe, I believe as a whole, BAE Systems will be donating trees as part of the Big Switch. Tell us a bit about that.
That's right, yes. So as we know, the Queen will be celebrating her Platinum Jubilee next year, which is marking a whole 70 years on the throne. The Queen's Green Canopy is a tree planting initiative that's been created to mark this occasion with His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, an official patron of the project. And it's really designed to encourage individuals, groups and large organisations alike to plant trees across the country. And naturally, we wanted to be a part of this celebration. So for each of the first 3,000 employees to pledge a switch, we will be donating a tree to a community or a school initiative as part of the Queen's Green Canopy project. As well as that, we'll also be working with local projects in Australia, Saudi Arabia and other markets too in response to the switches that our employees make. And this is why it's also really important to not just do the pledge itself, but to fill out the form on the app so that these efforts can be officially recorded and the donations and the community prizes that we talked about can be registered.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, of course, I have to ask you both, and you knew I'd be asking you this, which switches will you be making individually? Let me start with you, Sam. What are you going to be doing?
Okay, so recently I've actually just moved house and I live a lot closer to the local train station now and bus routes, so I'll be making more of an effort to leave the car at home and jump on the public transport, but also saving those energy bills a little bit and sticking an extra layer on whilst I'm working from home over the winter.
Okay, good stuff. What about you, Joe?
Yeah, so I'm going to be basically replacing my drive to the gym with either cycling or walking. I'm going to be trying to read a lot more, so going a bit more screen-free, so putting down the electronics. And I guess also with how cold it's getting and with the winter months coming up, I'm going to be doing a lot more veggie meals, doing a lot more stews, things like that. Now, I understand that there's probably going to be some questions on how individual changes have an impact compared to large company-wide changes, like we spoke about. And whilst it is true that, and I think we all agree, that we need to be doing absolutely everything necessary as a company to meet our 2030 net zero objective. However, this initiative that we're doing is really aimed at planting a positive and a proactive mentality that really every employee can get involved in. And what we want to do is encourage everyone to make just one switch and see how you get on for 30 days. And what we hope by the end of it is that you'll turn it into a long-term habit.
Okay, thank you for that, Joe. Let me bring Charles back in. Charles, fantastic initiative, great idea. And of course, I have to ask you, what switch will you be making?
You're absolutely right, Tim. I think it is a fantastic initiative and some great options for people to consider. And I really want to thank Sam and Joe and their colleagues for all the work that they've done. The three that I've chosen to focus on for my switches are buying an electric car, which has actually been ordered but delayed because of all these supply chain challenges. So I'm still waiting for that. Reducing my consumption of red meat and donating my old clothes and also the old clothes from my family to a local charity.
The big switch is a great climate-friendly idea, coinciding, as Sam and Joe have said, with COP26. And part of BAE Systems' ambitions to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions across all of your operations, Charles, by 2030, of course.
And the fact that the big switch has been designed by employees for employees, I think, is a great example of the enthusiasm that our people are showing right across the group and the desire to help with the fight against climate change. So we hope to get as many people as possible involved in the big switch and around the world over the coming months. I would encourage everyone to keep sharing their ideas to help us realise our environmental ambitions. There's going to be a few more activities taking place around the COP26 event, so people should look out for additional updates and further opportunities to get involved and help shape our race to net zero.
And Charles, just as a quick aside to that, I hear you made a visit to Glasgow recently. Glasgow, of course, as we mentioned, the host city of COP26.
We're very proud to be a big employer in the city, which is hosting COP26, and we have clear targets to achieve net zero. COP26 is a good opportunity for us to showcase our sustainability agenda and engage with some of our senior stakeholders who are visiting Glasgow for the event. So Roger and I recently visited Glasgow to meet with the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who's visiting for COP26, and he used the opportunity to come and spend some time at our shipyard on the Clyde. And it was really great to show him firsthand the progress that we're making on the Type 26 program and discuss the Hunter Class program in Australia. Again, I was glad to use that opportunity of visiting leaders coming to the city and the fact that we have our shipyard there, which is building this fantastic new warship, the Type 26, which is then being built in these other countries like Canada and Australia. It was an opportunity that was simply too good to miss. Sam and Joe, I think you and your colleagues have really done some excellent work on the big switch. And I personally am quite interested to hear how you decided to get involved in the sustainability working group and how the big switch came together.
So for me personally, I originally got involved with the sustainability working group through my work on the Graduate Council. And really, I just wanted to get involved in some of the projects that they were doing. Obviously, you see a lot of what's going on, especially around the likes of COP26 and all that. And it was just nice to see an opportunity for me to be proactive and actually engage in some of the projects that we're doing at the company. And I think some of the work that we're doing is just some great initiatives. And it's nice to be able to actually just really get involved.
Excellent. Excellent.
I actually heard Hannah Leeson speaking on the podcast a couple of months ago. And it was through that I got in contact with her and decided to join the group. So I've not actually been with the group too long, but I've been able to jump straight in and get involved and kind of do the sustainability side of things that I really enjoy.
Well, that's great to hear. And once again, well done to you both.
Okay, Charles, thank you for that. Sam Brough and Joe Patterson still with us. Thanks very much indeed, guys, for joining us. As soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to pump up the tyres on my bike. And also, I think following Charles's example, I'll get rid of some old clothes. As you say, Joe, every little helps. But listen, thank you so much for joining us and good luck with your switches as well.
No, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Tim. Thanks, Charles.
So, Charles, as we move towards the end of this podcast, let's look to the future. What's on the agenda for you over the next few weeks?
Well, Tim, we're into the final quarter of the year, and as you know, this is an exceptionally busy period, and teams all around the world are working incredibly hard to ensure that we deliver on our commitments to our customers. So thank you all for your hard work. And please remember that employee safety and well-being must be our absolute number one priority, particularly as we prepare to face the northern winter months, which can pose a number of safety challenges like slips, trips and falls and icy conditions. And as I said earlier, it's important that we continue to look after ourselves and look out for each other. So in addition to preparing to close out for the year, we're also working through our priorities for 2022. And as we look to build on the positive progress and continue to adapt our company for the future. So I'll be discussing this with the board during our November meeting on strategy and using December to get everything in place to enable us to hit the ground running in the new year.
Thanks very much, Charles, and look forward to speaking with you in December for our final show of the year. We'll be back then with more news and features from across the business. But until then, from me, Tim Smith, and Charles Woodburn, it's thanks for listening and goodbye.
Our conversation, back next month.